Proclamation number 7096, dated the April 18th, 1958. Do not forfeit your eternal life. Do not forfeit your eternal life. Admittedly, one day it will be granted to all of you, but eternities of infinite agony and darkness may still go by when you are in a state of death and entirely without strength and light. And you can prolong this agonizing time indefinitely so that you can indeed speak of eternal damnation, but which I have not given to you. Instead, you volitionally cause and continue to cause it yourselves if you fail to use your human existence to achieve eternal life for yourselves. I will not let you be lost forever, because you are my living creations whom I loved from the start and will never cease to love either. But I cannot give life to you prematurely if you yourselves prefer the state of death, if you are unwilling to accept life from me. However, you can easily acquire it by merely entrusting yourselves to me, who is eternal life himself. And for this purpose earthly life is given you, where you are in possession of intellect and free will, where you can accept instructions concerning your task on earth, and thus you need only want to emerge from the state of death. And this time on earth is very short, no great sacrifices are expected of you considering what you shall receive if you use your will correctly. The lifespan of a human being is very brief indeed, but it suffices to let you reach the goal. Yet your preliminary development took an infinitely long time until you were able to enter the stage of a human being. And it will take an equally infinitely long time until you will receive the grace again to repeat your test of volition. The length of these infinite times is beyond your human comprehension, since your thinking is limited in your own perfect state. And just as you do not know of this agony, because retrospection of your preliminary development is taken from you during your earthly life, you do not know of the indescribable bliss either, which is integral to the concept of eternal life. You do not know of the splendors waiting you in my kingdom when you decide to finally return to me. And neither one nor the other information can be proven to you, since then it would be impossible to make a free decision of will. But you should believe it even without proof and live your earthly life accordingly. You should not forfeit the bliss of a life in my kingdom. You all should include this possibility in your intellectual consideration, even if it seems implausible to you. And you should live such that you need not reproach yourselves when the hour of your departure from this earth has arrived one day. You should also listen to those who talk about such things which are unrelated to the physical world. And you should reflect on it and imagine how you would fare if they were right. There is too much at stake for you humans. It is not just a question of a few years like your lifetime on earth. It concerns eternal life. It concerns the never-ending state of supreme blissfulness, a state in light and strength that was yours in the beginning. And for this eternity in light and strength, you only need to renounce utterly worthless things for a very short time, for a moment of this eternity. But you value these things exceptionally high, and hence will forfeit life and continue to remain in a state of death for an endless time again. And all I can do to help you attain life is to constantly send my messengers to you humans, who warn and remind you on my behalf, who should inspire you to try to arrive at the truth, who point out to you that Roman one, as the only truth, enlighten your thoughts, who advise you to establish the connection with me myself, so that I can then seize and draw you to myself. But you have to take the first step, since I will not force you for the sake of your beatitude. But I will support and strengthen even the weakest will which turns to me. I caused the entire creation to come into being in order to give you life. I do not want your death, I want you to live and finally escape your state of death, which has already lasted for an infinite time. I want to impart my love on you again and offer you a wonderful fate which will never end again. But I cannot stop you from taking the path into the abyss once more if you volitionally follow my adversary again who once had taken your life and delivered you unto death. I can only ever call to you again. Do not forfeit your eternal life. Single quote. But you have to follow my call voluntarily. You have to endeavor to achieve life while you live on earth. And I truly will help you achieve it because I love you. Amen.